I'm Pony Morell and I run the National Theatre Studio in London.
Okay, what do you think of today so far?
I think it's extremely interesting that there's a number of themes emerging which I think are quite interesting, which are about length of relationship that institutions can have with artists that are perhaps more valuable than giving, you know, rather than giving a lot of opportunities to a number of people, it's one opportunity to a number of people. We need to get better at finding ways of giving fewer people more opportunity each, I think, and developing relationships with them that way. I think that's what I've been finding interesting.
Do you have any ideas about how to do that?
You just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you just give them shows. You make long-term commitments. I think, you know, if you're going to commission a playwright, maybe we could think about commissioning more than one work from someone at a time. Maybe we could think more about having artists who come, instead of offering a director a production, you could offer them four.
And where are people finding these playwrights and directors from at the moment?
Well, in our situation, they tend to find us because we're quite a big organisation, so people tend to know us and tend to write to us. But I have a colleague, Gareth, whose job it is to see a lot of work on the fringe in London and up here or wherever. He sees probably four or five productions a week, mostly by young artists. And then, based on whether he likes their work, he'll then invite them to come and have a relationship with us. And with playwrights, it's the same. We have a literary department at the National Theatre whose job it is to read a lot of work and see a lot of new plays. So that's generally speaking, people who are good emerge. You know, it's not really a lot of hidden, undiscovered talent.
What do you think about the comment earlier about money in art and how important that is for people to actually make art? What was your opinion of that?
My opinion is really clear. I don't think that's the main issue. I think the main issue is is lack of thought, not lack of money. But I say that and then I piss people off.
Yeah, because if people need to pay for rent,
it's not my problem.
Okay.
It's not my problem any more than it's, you know, I'm not interested in the scheme for full employment. I'm not trying to develop an industry. I'm interested in creating plays, yeah. Theatre. And, you know, I have to look after my income. People who make stuff have to look after their income. I don't think you can ask for the right to have a funded career.
That's what I was going to ask you. So do you think that it's a life choice, isn't it? If your art's important enough, then you'll make it. Is that what you think?
I kind of think that. I mean, I think it's a little bit more complicated than that. And, of course, one needs to live. But the thing is that, you know... all the people who are at the top of their game at the moment, who are well-funded, have established companies, they all started with nothing as well. And I think it's not helpful to expect to be given the right to do what you want in life, because life doesn't work like that. You know, I might want to be an astronaut, but that's my problem.
Absolutely. What do you think the general mood is here today? And do you think the conversations that are coming out are useful?
I do. I think it's always interesting when you get a lot of people together who know each other, because people tend to, you know, some of us know what we think about these things. So there's always a certain amount of rehearsing arguments that we've had before. But I think what's quite exciting is, as I say, the conversations that we've been having about what people who are working on the inside of institutions can think about and do. And I think, you know, things are going to get a little bit tougher over the next few years. And so it's our responsibility, I think, if we're, you know, in institutions that form the cultural life of the nation, I think it's our responsibility to think about the relationship that we have with the artists who make, you know, why we're there.
And do you think that you're saying about talking about hard times ahead, do you think that will just kind of sort the wheat from the chaff as well?
Yes, I do a little bit. I mean, I don't believe that. I don't believe that better art comes from adversity. I don't believe that people with less money make better stuff than people with more money. I don't believe that in tough times great art happens. I think that's sometimes true, but not always true. But I do think that there are a lot of... it's a very subjective thing, but, you know, there are... sometimes when things are going well, funding-wise, things get funded that aren't really worth funding. And that's true of, you know, that's true of all of us. You know, if I get a cut in my budget, it means I've got to start thinking about what I really want to pursue and what I don't want to pursue. Sometimes when you've got a lot of money to splash around, you can that's a luxury, but you can also be a little lazy with it, I think. So I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily to have to think about a little bit of wheat and chaff sorting.